notes. We've already talked to people that don't have a card. And at some level, it's the principle of it that work that we do here, I believe, matters, and it was wiped.
Everybody got a card. Some people just didn't get the second card.
Okay. And I frankly, there's stuff that happened 20 years ago that sometimes that property doesn't change for 20 years. I mean, I live in Taney, or I grew up in Taneyville, and I can go back out there. Some things haven't changed in 40 years. But, and if some, and I get that things do change, and if something changes on a piece of property, nothing is changing in the fact that you guys can always address that change. Anyway, I'm not here to argue. If the wrong word is exemptions, I want to make this, let's say, BOE decisions. And unless something has changed with that property that would warrant, you know, some type of reevaluation, I make a motion that we reinstate the BOE decisions for the last 3 years. That'd be 2018, 2019, and 2020. To be done. In addition to that, if something we did this year that changed that, then that trumps it.
So the only way it can change is if it's the properties change in the future and we have justification for it.
For example, the guy with the flood area. That was a BOE decision. Nothing changed with the floodplain. Something changes there. I mean, they can adjust his value on the property, which probably needs to be adjusted. But as far as the BOE decision, does not need to be wiped in that regard.
That was a 2016 decision.
Okay, 2016 decision.
I guess the other thing, I mean, we're having a discussion.
Right.
What we're trying to avoid is we try to come up with some type of compromise, the Board of Equalization this year, and some thought went into it. And so we don't want to come back here next year and say, why are we looking at this again?
Yeah, and it's not based on our comfort. I mean, that's not the motive behind it. The drive behind my continually bringing this up is there was work that was done. I mean, there's decisions that were made, again, 10 years ago that should stand unless something changes with that property. I'm not saying that happens all the time. I mean, and especially, and there's folks over the course of, I mean, average appeals on our given years have been, what, around 120? Wesley, 120 appeals a year prior to this year-ish. I mean, I know my first year in, we had a fair amount. We were still coming down. We were still adjusting from the recession. But, you know, around 120, so that's 360. I know we thought of three people that were, you know, that were, we went in and addressed. There were at least 12 that came in here from either 2 years ago or last year. Mm-hmm. And there are others that would be affected by it.
Yeah. Well, in fairness, yeah.
I know that you like to think that things are standing and you've done a lot of work here, and I appreciate that too. But the fact is, in my job, I'm supposed to check. I'm supposed to know what's going on. Even on exemptions, I'm supposed to make sure those people are still using it for the purpose that they were supposed to be. Which if someone had actually checked the Yellow Ribbon Theater, they would have known that that megachurch hadn't been using their facility at all for 3 years. They they should have been paying their taxes. I believe the lady said 8 years, but, you know, again, this is a people before me. I'm supposed to keep up with the times. That's what I'm being paid to do. That's in my rule book. You know, you override things, fine, but I have to follow the rules. And the thing with the floodplain, I think you're going to be inundated next year with BOEs. And I'll have my mother on the list first because she's in a floodplain.
And I would be happy to look at that and give her
the reason we do things the way we do, we're supposed to be within fair market value. If I had been wrong and I had overvalued Mr. Roche and grossly overdone it, but he was the lowest priced residence in his neighborhood, and you gave him another 25, then you did everybody. The market kind of runs it. I mean, we, as you see, we go by the CAMA system, and we use one that's behind, and then if we can find comps or sales letters, then, you know, we try to equalize it among everybody. But the floodplain thing, I don't think it's a thing. I mean, people are buying stuff. That's the way it is. Are you doing a floodplain just for the land or for the structure? That's the question too.
Yeah. And I get that. And I get that there are two sides to a fair amount of this. I'm not here to deliberate all of the decisions there. I think Mr. Roush's property needed to be raised. I'm just saying that was just one microcosm of thousands of BOE decisions that were in the books that got wiped. My compromise is 3 years. I'm not trying to negotiate here. I'm just saying that, you know, there are people that I saw that we made decisions on. And yes, your job is to look at this stuff. At the same time, you are building on, I don't know when our county was founded in the 1800s at some time. We are building on this, and we have to at some level assume that the foundation we're building on is a decent foundation, not saying that there aren't cracks in the foundation. So we do not need to get rid of that and reconstruct. Don't mean to be so esoteric. I have a motion on the table for the BOE decisions of the last 3 years to be reinstated. It's 2018, 2019, and 2020.
Unless
something changes with that property, then it can be addressed. And this year, any decision that was changed in that regard from the BOE trumps those 3 years.
I'll second.
All right. I have a motion. I have a second. All in favor, state aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion stands. And I realize that's going to cause something from Ulrich to go back and do.
So, just going back to the discussion.
Okay.
So is it a 3-year time? I mean, an 18 decision, and it's now 4 years later. Is that, it just continues on unless something changes?
I mean, we have a BOE decision, and someone puts a deck on their property out there, you can go and reassess the property because it's got a deck on it. I mean, if Mr. The floodplain guy goes in and does something extra with his property, obviously it can be reassessed. But since we're on the topic, and I know there's differences of opinion on this, and I bet, I mean, looking at states, that we've looked at a lot of state statutes this year, and you can be looking at one state statute and it says one thing, and then another state statute says something totally different. And I mean, it's a hard one to figure some of this. So you could be right and right. So all that said, how have BOE decisions in times past, obviously they're held for a certain amount of time. I mean, we saw that whether, you know, for decades here. I'm not saying they should be held for a long period of time, but what has been the, what has been kind of the rule with that? Yes.
This year's decisions only stand until 2023.
So it's for 2 years?
2 years.
Well, that's what she's saying, but in times past, we've had a precedent of something else.
And the statute on it is not clear. Some people say the decision stands forever. Some people say it stands for 2 years. Some say it stands for 4 years. You know, it's all over the place on how people interpret how long it stands, because the statute's really not clear.
Well, I would hope that the assessor's office will take into consideration. Actually, there is a state statute that says that the BOE decisions are to be factored into things. And I don't have my state statutes with me today, and I'm not here to read.
But if we had had
state
notes,
scripture here,
it would have helped.
Yeah.
You know?
But I think the thing, if it's, and I don't know, you know, it's unclear how long this just exception holds, but there was stuff that was, that came in here last year that we're looking at again this year. So 2 years, whatever. I think it's just.
Because I've also been told that the state's going to come and audit my office, and that I have to have big notes on your decision on the floodplain, because otherwise it comes back on my office. And so I'll make sure this year we have notes on everything.
Okay. Well,
let me ask something here on this floodplain deal.
Yes.
This is just for me. When you said 25%, did you mean 25% off the land, 25% off the land and the structure?
I think it's on the total appraised value.
So we're going to take 25% of the value of the structures, and we're going to take another 25% off the land.
The whole appraised value. You don't. Yeah, but, I cannot.
I know how Wesley has to do it, but the way we have to do it, we have a land value, we have a structure value. They add up to be a total value. How do we put that in our system? Is what I'm asking. Do we take 25% of the structure, 25% of the land, and it just falls down?
I think the land's affected by being in a flood zone, and so is the structure.
Well, the structure is the choice of the person building it. The land has no choice. Obviously, it doesn't change.
Well, land, I mean, if he's trying to sell me land and it's in a floodplain, I'm going to go, well, it's in a floodplain. I think it's...
Right.
Yeah.
And so if you have a structure in the floodplain and you keep rebuilding that same structure and keep getting flooded out, that's kind of your choice, isn't it? At a certain point, the FEMA comes in and says, no more, you can't have that back. But, I mean, I can see the land going 25% if that, but as Kenny pointed out, the structure, it's the choice of that person.
So, and the structure could be elevated to where
right.
It's not in
sure.
A flood zone.
Correct. And so they're not affected at all, are they, because they've already built it high enough?
Well, then you haven't. I mean, that's where we get an elevation certificate and we say, okay, it's not in a flood zone.
I'm going to bring us back around. So, Kenny, to your point, if you have 25,000, if you have 25% off, if you have a, let's just say simple math, $100,000 land piece and $100,000 house. I wish there was a $100,000 house, but there's not. And you take 25% off of this and you take 25% off of that, that equals 150. If you had it both together and you had the appraised valuation of 200,000 and you take 25% off of 200,000, that's 150. It's the same either way. So I think his valuation.